Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about the ripple effect of your words in the world as a catalyst for change. And it may not be what you think I'm going to say. So listen on and let me show you a different way. Before we get started today, quick shout out to new listeners in Falkenstein, Germany, who may be German, vielen Dank für diese Verbindung, or perhaps might be American. Thank you for this connection, either way. We're so glad to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just follow the link in the show notes and let me know what you're thinking. So your words in the world. And before we jump into this in detail, there's a lot of suggestion lately that words matter, words as weapons. And I've written actually about how meaningless words can be and how we take the words too seriously. And actually all of the above is true. And that may make sense in a minute. So when you say something, when you put something out into the world, when you type it in a social media post, when you speak it to another person, it's like throwing a stone into a river. It sends out ripples. And those ripples hit anyone that's close enough to hear it or comes across it. And for that moment, they take on your mindset. Literally, neurologically, and this has been scientifically proven, and it was really fascinating work, that whether you are reading somebody's words or whether you are listening to somebody's words, your brain will literally neurologically mimic their brain at the time when they wrote it or spoke it. So you're not just ingesting words, you're ingesting mindset chemically and neurologically, which means that when you put words out into the world, the people who encounter them are not just ingesting your words. They are mimicking for a brief moment while they're reading your words or listening to your words. They are mimicking your mindset. Interesting. So this is a really powerful effect. So how will you use it? If your mindset is one of love, joy, freedom, adventure, or some other positive sentiment, then you're spreading these positive feelings and positive mindset to everyone nearby, and you're spreading it directly to the people closest to you. And it's the mindset transfer that's so much more important than the specific words that you chose. The specific words are not nearly as important as the mindset that you're in when you speak them. And then the words are just a vehicle. So how could you use that? Likewise, if your mindset is angry, offended, fearful, vengeful, or otherwise negative, you spread that too. But here's the really interesting part. You're standing in the same river that you just threw that stone in. And those ripples made by that stone are going to come and hit you too. Perpetuating and strengthening that sentiment in your own mind. Because you're not just telling someone else, you're telling yourself too. Because there's no one closer to you than you. Those ripples actually hit you harder than they hit anyone else. And when I say there's no one closer to you than you, I mean physically. There's no one physically closer to you than you are. You're standing right here where you are. And as such, you actually affect yourself by these statements infused with this mindset. You are going to affect yourself more than you affect anyone else. And it gets worse. Because those ripples that hit other people cause them to drop stones in the river of the same variety. You post something in anger and offense and vengeance, and it hits them and they post something in anger and offense and vengeance. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, this sucks. And now multiple different people are reflecting that sentiment back at you, because when they drop those stones in the river, those ripples hit you too. So what you did is you actually just caused that negative sentiment. You think you're getting it off your chest. You think you're getting it out there. But what you're doing is multiplying it back towards yourself ultimately and spreading it around. So it pays to be careful about what you ingest. But it pays to be even more careful about what you broadcast and what you say to others. And when I say be careful, I'm talking about being careful about the mindset behind what you say, not your particular choice of words. Now, don't get me wrong. I love words, and I am obsessed with finding just exactly the right words sometimes. So I love a good well-constructed sentence. But what we're talking about here is the mindset behind what you're saying, the state of your brain when you're saying it. Are you spreading anger? Do you want to live in an angry world? Are you spreading love? Do you want to live in a love-filled world? Are you spreading fear? Do you want to live in a fear-filled world? Are you spreading hope? What do you want your world to feel like? We've talked about that before, just as an interesting question for designing your life. But I want to throw that out as an interesting question for designing what you choose to express into your world. What are you choosing to post and share on social media? What are you choosing to turn to the person next to you and talk about? The mindset that you have when you choose those words, when you express whatever it is you want to express, is going to multiply itself back in your direction. First from you and then from the other people who will echo it back. And so you can use this as a means to craft the kind of life that feels the way that you want your life to feel. And I'm not dogging you if what you want is an angry life or a fearful life. You do you. Go make it happen. But perhaps you want a life that feels like adventure. Then have an adventurous mindset when you speak about things. And you can speak about any topic with an adventurous mindset. So I'm not talking about editing what topics you speak about. I'm talking about being careful what your mindset is when you speak about a topic, right? We could speak of politics with an adventurous mindset, or with a loving mindset, or with an angry mindset, right? We can come at it from different directions. So we can speak about any topic, but we need to guard the mindset that we use when we speak of it. So the lesson is to send out only what you want to receive. Speak only what you hope to hear in terms of feeling. And don't be surprised when it multiplies itself back to you. Now, I've always in the past taken a strategy of speaking every tiny detail of the truth, no matter how it may sound. I'm a huge advocate of the truth. The truth will set you free, they say. So I only speak the truth. Sometimes what I think is the truth might be wrong. We are all mistaken at some point. But I try to always speak the truth. And in the past, I actually took a strategy of speaking every tiny little detail of the truth, no matter how it might sound. But these days, I'm wondering if it might be better to filter those details down based on the kinds of sentiment that I want to receive. You know, they say if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, right? Well, the reason that's a popular saying is that it comes back to you, and it comes back to you multiplied. So if you say cruel things will come back to you. And not along the same channel. If you say nice things will come back to you. Say loving things, and loving things will come back to you. Say joyful things, and joyful things will come back to you. And let's talk about that, because this is something that I get questions on. And it's a really good question. In Western society, we are very logic-based, very if-then cause and effect. And while that is absolutely true, I think we can be too narrow-minded in where that effect is coming from. So, for example, they say that, you know, you get what you give, and you know, what you do comes back to you. And all of this is absolutely true. But the mistake we make is looking for the return in the same place that we gave it. For example, let's suppose you helped someone with something. You helped a friend with something. And this was an act of kindness, an act of caring, an act of compassion. Or maybe you just helped a friend with an opportunity. Maybe they were looking for a job and you heard about a job that fit them perfectly, and that worked out beautifully. You made a recommendation, you made the connection, you did them a service by helping them find a job that is a good fit for their skills, and you know that they're a good fit for the organization that they're going into. Very cool of you. Now, in our narrow focus, we might expect that good deed of helping them find opportunity would come back to us through them, through that friend, right? That one day they're going to repay that, and we treat it like a debt. But that's not how it works. You may help that friend find an opportunity, and then the next day or the next week, someone completely unrelated helps you find an opportunity. You put it out there, most directly to this friend, but the way that humanity works is more like a field effect, not like a laser. That was very geeky, but that's me. So when you assisted this one friend, you put out this air of connection to opportunity to the entirety of humanity and existence. And so that ripple effect back towards you of this mindset of connection to opportunity could come back through absolutely any human on this planet. People you know, people you haven't met yet, and you see it all the time. So it may come back at you through another channel. Likewise, let's suppose you were having a bad day, you were in kind of an angry mindset, and you were nasty to somebody. Well, you just put that out into the world. Someone's gonna be nasty to you, and it may not be the person that you were nasty to. It may be somebody completely unrelated. It may be tomorrow, and it may be next week, but it's coming back, and someone's gonna be nasty to you. They call it karma, right? But it is real. It is a physical reality. So when you use your words, when you have discussions, make sure that you are in the kind of mindset that you want to perpetuate for yourself. Don't have a conversation about a subject, any subject. I don't care if it's the monthly marketing report. You can speak of it from a place of anger. You can speak of it from a place of compassion. You can speak of it from a place of inventiveness. Speak from the mindset that you want to perpetuate in your own life, because that is going to come rippling back to you from any number of different directions. And that is the point. Don't get upset about particular words, using exactly the right words. The words themselves don't matter. It's the mindset that they are spoken from. It's the carrier wave that brought those words. Now, words themselves can have incredible amounts of meaning, but the meaning within a word is not universal. Words are not magic in the sense of this one word will have a magic effect to every human on the planet. Well, not if it doesn't mean anything. And there's been some interesting neurological research on that as well. But one word or one phrase can have incredible meaning to you and mean nothing to somebody else. So you may choose words and phrases that you know will have meaning to the person that you're speaking to. But I wouldn't get wrapped up in the meanings of words that somebody else spoke to you. They may mean nothing to them, so don't put meaning in it where they didn't intend it. And that's where it gets tricky. Words as weapons. Only in the sense if they are spoken in anger. Because I can speak the same words and speak them in jest. Speak them in compassion and have an entirely different effect. So think about the mindset that you're putting behind the things that you say, and consciously, as much as you choose your words, which I hope you do, choose the mindset from which you communicate, and that will be the catalyst for change in your world, possibly in someone else's, but more likely in yours first. So let me know how this goes for you. Let me know your story and how you're using this in your life. And let me know how I can help. We'll see you next time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.